From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama has arrived in Singapore. It's the second stop on his Asia tour aimed at strengthening ties with countries around the Pacific. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama arrived in time to join a dinner with his fellow APEC leaders. Much of his focus during the weekend's meetings will be promoting balanced trade, including an increase in U.S. exports. Deputy National Security Advisor Mike Froman says exports to Asia already account for some 3.7 million jobs in the U.S. He says even a modest increase in overseas sales could put a lot more people back to work.
So engagement with the APEC countries around regional economic creation and trade liberalization is a key part of our economic strategy back home to strengthen exports and build export-related jobs in the United States.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce issued a statement praising the president for his stated support of export-related growth, but added cautiously, words must be backed up by action. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Singapore.
The Pakistani city of Peshawar was struck again today when a suspected suicide bomber targeted a security force checkpoint. The bomber blew up his car, killing at least 10 people. Children were reportedly among them. Dozens more are wounded. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
The latest attack took place at one of the entry points into the violence-racked city, which serves as the provincial capital of the restive Northwest Frontier Province. Friday, a massive truck bombing that echoed across Peshawar devastated a building housing Pakistan's powerful intelligence agency, the ISI. At least 10 people were killed in that attack that struck at the heart of the agency overseeing much of Pakistan's anti-terror campaign. Attacks on security forces and civilians have surged since the army launched an offensive against the Taliban in the tribal region of South Waziristan a month ago. The military says that Pakistani troops killed 8 insurgents in gun battles in the Swat Valley Saturday, underscoring the persistent threat of the Taliban in the region more than 3 months after a military campaign to expel them from Swat. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
NATO says a number of insurgents were killed in a search operation in western Afghanistan, but a district governor disputes the report. He says 3 civilians were killed and 3 children were wounded. NATO says insurgents used a civilian house for cover during the firefight, but NATO and Afghan troops went out of their way to protect the civilians. NATO says the operation was carried out because the area was associated with a leading bomb maker. Across the country, funerals were held today for some of the 13 people killed in a shooting rampage at Fort Hood, Texas. Among them was Staff Sergeant Amy Krueger of Keele, Wisconsin. Hundreds filed into a gymnasium to pay their respects. Krueger, a psychology major, wanted to help those with combat stress. She was about to deploy on her second trip to Afghanistan. This is NPR News. Former President Bill Clinton is in Israel, where he urged both Israeli and Palestinian leaders to put aside their age-old differences and return to the bargaining table to reach a comprehensive and lasting peace. He said the two sides cannot escape their common future. Of the Palestinians and Israelis, Clinton said, "We are either going to hurt each other or we are going to help each other. Divorce is not an option." Chile and Peru are involved in a nasty spat over spying. The Peruvians accuse the Chile intelligence services of recruiting a Peruvian Air Force officer while he was working in Chile. Richard Reynolds filed this report from Buenos Aires.
The accusations came to light when a Peruvian court began proceedings to request the extradition of 2 Chilean officers accused of paying Peruvian Air Force officer Victor Ariza Mendoza for state secrets. Mendoza is currently in custody in Peru. The matter is being taken seriously by both sides. Chile insists it does not spy on its neighbors. Peru's President Alan Garcia canceled a meeting he had planned for Sunday with Chile's president and is to leave a day early from the Asia-Pacific summit he is attending in Singapore. The two nations have been at odds in the past. Their shared maritime border has been a source of dispute ever since they fought a war over it 110 years ago. But recent years had, until now, been relatively agreeable with stable governments in both countries. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
According to a local newspaper, a swim club in suburban Philadelphia accused of discriminating against blacks and Hispanics by revoking their memberships plans to declare bankruptcy. The Philadelphia Daily News says Valley Swim Club's president sent an email to friends and family saying the board voted to file for Chapter 7 bankruptcy this week. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.